dog requires surgery after eating homework. By John David Kahn on November 22, 2013. Englewood, Colorado, 13-year-old Peyton Moody spent hours constructing her candy-covered volcano for her 8th-grade science class. Kara Moody, Peyton's mother, told GoodMorningAmerica.com that her daughter had chocolate as the mountain and used Twizzlers for lava coming out. With blue M&Ms for water, held together by 50 straight pins. She used the pins because I didn't want the hot glue gun around her younger brother. On October 2, while most of the family was away at their son's football game, the family's 2-year-old yellow Labrador named Reggie knocked the completed candy volcano off Peyton's desk and proceeded to eat every last little bit, including the straight pins. Upon realizing what had happened, they immediately rushed Reggie to the veterinary specialty and emergency hospital to undergo emergency surgery to not only deal with the dangerous amount of straight pins he consumed, but also to address the chocolate he ate, which is toxic for dogs. The operating surgeon, Dr. Brian Van Vechten, said, "I have seen dogs eat pins before. I had a dog that ate a whole 40 or 50 paper clips before. But there wasn't an underlying reason for that one. This one was just wolfing down the chocolate, and the pins came along secondarily." The x-rays showed more than 50 metal straight pins inside Reggie. They were able to take most of the pins out with an endoscopy. But there were still 6 or so in the stomach, so I was called to take the remaining pins out through surgery, Van Vechten said. After a 2-day stint at the hospital, Reggie made a full recovery. Peyton's second version of her candy volcano earned her an A.